You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's official conservative podcast. I am Tony Clement, your host, Member of Parliament for Parry-Salmuscoca. I want to talk a little bit about the curious case of a Chinese investment supported by the Chinese government into a Canadian company called Norsat Technologies in British Columbia. This has been occupying a lot of time in the House of Commons because what the Liberals did when they approved this deal going forward is that they did not do a proper and full national security review. Here's the background. Usually when there is a foreign takeover bid, a takeover bid by a foreign company, particularly one that has strong ties to state-owned enterprises or a government, that bid is reviewed on national security grounds when the target company, the Canadian company, is involved in Canadian military or is involved in information technology that will perhaps deal with national security issues and privacy issues for Canadians. In this case, Norsat is a technology company, a satellite company that has a number of Department of Defense contracts with the United States, does a lot of contracting with the Department of National Defense here in Canada, and so forth. So the usual process would be that you would review that through a full national security review. The Liberal government did an analysis of the situation and told the target company, the Canadian company, that no national security review was necessary. As soon as this got out into the media, we started asking questions, and the Liberals are denying what they in fact have done. They're denying that they did not do a review when they haven't done a review. They're denying that they told the company that no review was necessary when in fact we have the memo from the target company to their investors or potential investors that no review is necessary. So the first issue is the Liberals are trying to talk out of both sides of their mouth at the same time. The second issue, which I think is probably the more important issue, is there should be a genuine and full national security review when you have an investing company from the People's Republic of China that is obviously supported by the Chinese government. This company also has been picking up companies all over the world, this Chinese company, including in the UK. When they sought to invest in a UK company, the British government in that situation did something that they've only done several times in the last 15 years. They did a full national security review on the situation, and they appended 5 pages of conditions before the deal could go through to protect the national security of the UK, to make sure that there was no transfer of very important technology, military technology or IT technology to Chinese interests or Chinese state-owned enterprises. That's how the UK handled it. In the contrast, the Canadian government isn't even going through that process at all, is not having the review, is not attaching any conditions. This has been an outrage in the House of Commons. And just recently, the U.S. Congressional Committee is now coming on board saying that they have concerns because this target company that is being taken over by the Chinese state-owned interests is also involved in the Department of National Defense in Washington, D.C. So that's the situation that we face in the House of Commons. It is something that we are going to continue to raise and continue to object to. This story is not going away. Reporters are continuing to find new information about how this company is involved in our national security needs, how the investing company, the company that wants to take over, has been involved in numerous situations where they have pilfered information technology and have been caught at it, and so is not considered a good actor when it comes to protection of information technology. And so, listeners, we're going to keep asking these questions because it is very important. I was at a committee, the National Security Committee, very recently. We had before us the acting director of the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, CSIS, and I asked him, you know, how are these decisions made? What sort of evidence is used to decide not to do a national security review? His answer was very telling. He said, look, all we do is provide the evidence. It's the government that makes the decision. It's the cabinet that makes the decision. So when the minister responsible, Navdeep Bains, stands up in the House of Commons, says without batting an eye that he is merely taking the direction from the experts, and yet the experts are the ones saying, hey, don't look at us. This was a cabinet decision. You know something is afoot. You know something is up. And that's the situation we face in the House of Commons day in, day out on this particular issue. So, yes, we are going to continue to ask questions. We think it's important that the national security interests of our country, Canada, are the ones that should be paramount. We should not be having a situation where the interests of the Chinese government, and by the way, this has nothing to do with the people of China, and has everything to do with the government of the People's Republic of China, the communist government of China. We should not have a situation where their interests and their desires in some way overpower our national security interests. That is the issue before the House of Commons. That is the issue that is being played out in Canadian media. And we will continue to ensure that our voice is heard and that we continue to demand that we have a full national security review in this context. So stay tuned. This issue is not going to go away. I suspect there'll be some more revelations in the future as well. It looks like the target company, NORSAT, may have another suitor, an American suitor. So it'll be interesting to see how the government responds to that. But I've also heard through the media discussions that I've had that the Hytera, which is the Chinese company, has very deep pockets, probably buttressed by Chinese government support. And I suspect that we'll hear from them as well, because they are on an acquisition binge that can only be related to Chinese security and national interests. So stay tuned as we continue to ask the right questions and protect Canadian interests, including Canadian national security interests. This is Tony Clement signing off from The Blueprint, Conservative Canada's official podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.